Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Councilman David Rivera is with us in his office. Councilman, you know, body cameras with Buffalo Police has been something that's been really talked about a lot over the past year. There was a pilot program that ended in September. I know there's talks about it coming to Buffalo Police. What's the latest on that?
Well, as you mentioned, you're right. You're correct. About a year ago or more, we had citizens come to the Police Oversight Committee meeting to talk about various issues. And one of the issues they talked about was body cameras because of incidences that had happened in other parts of the country and the use of body cameras. They made a very persuasive case on transparency. It records the police officer's actions. It also records things that happen. And we thought it would be a good idea as a pilot project, so we asked the commissioner if he would consider it. Back then it was Commissioner Durenda. He agreed to consider it. They started a pilot project in B District downtown, and that was supposed to expand after a while, and they put together an advisory committee. The advisory committee were supposed to deal with how to use the system, when to turn them on, when they should be turned off, the recording, what information are they able to give out. There might be some information they may not be able, involving medical histories and confidential things. They're supposed to roll it out after B District to some special units, from what I was told, specialty units like traffic division, I don't know if the SWAT team. And then eventually it was going to go from district to district. And that's where it is right now. We're still waiting for the police department, the administrators, to come back to us and tell us, one, how they're going to roll it out, and then secondly, how we're going to pay for all this. We want to make sure that we find the resources to outfit every police officer that is going to be on the streets. We want to make sure that that it provides accountability. It also protects the police officers as well, because sometimes we just look at some of the bad things that happen. We don't see the good things that are happening, the services that are being provided, the risks that are being taken. So there's a transparency issue here. There's a recording. And there's just the implementation and the financing to go along with it. So there are a number of things happening right now as you and I are speaking, and hopefully they'll have something for us to look at in terms of a rollout and how it's going to be utilized. I'm sure there has to be a policy in place before the rollout. A policy is how they're going to use it, when they're going to turn them on, what information they can disseminate, what information they can't, what information needs to be foiled. So there are a lot of things that need to happen before, I imagine, it goes out throughout the city.
So while all those talks are in, you know, progress and everything, can this, if there's no, say, no grant money or no sort of outside funding that comes in for it, I remember reading that it was like $1 million just for the cameras themselves, $1.5 million for the data storage. That's the real big key on that. Can taxpayer dollars alone afford the body camera program?
I don't know if taxpayers' dollars alone will be able to do it, but there may be different streams of funding that we can look at, whether it's federal funding, whether it's foundation money, whether it's money from banks. There's so many different ways to look for money, and if we can piece it together to fund this, I think it'd be well worth it.
As a former police officer yourself, if you were told that, hey, this is a program that would come, you know, What do you think about it? Do you think that it's an important resource for them? Do you think it becomes an extra hassle? Because there's always that talk about, oh, they have to take the extra step. I have to turn it on also. Mm-hmm. And it's new.
Right. Well, that's part of the policy right now is how do you turn it on? When do you turn it on? When do you turn it off? When are you allowed to turn it off? Can you arbitrarily turn it off? Is all of a sudden there's darkness? And why is it dark? Who made the decision? Is it technical? Is it manual? Is it somebody turned it off? So there's a lot of questions with regards to that. But you mentioned the financing, which is very important, especially in these times where the city is trying to make up a shortfall in our budget. We have to prioritize what is important. Public safety has always been important. It's been up right up there, whether it's police and fire. This protects the police officer and installs and perhaps helps instill confidence in the general public that, yes, there's some transparency there, that if somebody makes a mistake, it's recorded. The general public will probably feel a little more confident in it because they're actually seeing something on video instead of just hearing he said versus she said or he said versus he said. We have something on video. It's like pictures. I mean, it's very compelling. But this is new. I mean, they've worked with other departments to see how it functions. They probably know some of the kinks, some of the drawbacks, some of the added expenditures that may come. Because now, you're right, is the data storage, the cost to storing this data. And when somebody wants information, is who pays the cost of that information that we're providing? So there's still a lot of unanswered questions. This is new to us, but it comes as a result of public input and engagement. And it's very important that we listen to the general public. They came to council chambers frustrated with a lot of anxieties because of incidences that were happening, not only here in Buffalo, but throughout the United States. They saw incidents of misconduct and perhaps incidents of heroism as well. So it cuts both ways. But if we can improve police enforcement and we can solve crimes with the body cameras, I think it's well worth it.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.